Hi guys, welcome to the new season of IPTLS's Pod Metro. It's been well over a year since our last episode, and today we're going to be dusting off the cobwebs and getting things started all over again with a very new and interesting topic: Barbie, IP in the plastic world. Today I'm going to be co-hosting with Shewa, who is here with me right now.
Hi guys, I'm excited to be here.
And we're going to be joined by two very interesting people. We're going to be joined by Omolola and Richard, who are now going to, like, you know, just say a few words and whatever.
Hi everyone, nice to be here.
Hi everyone, I'm here because I watched Barbie. Barbie ain't nothing to play about. He wanna play in a playhouse.
The fuck they gonna say now? I'm watching these. All right, so first of all, who has actually seen the Barbie movie?
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't.
I have, like I said before.
Wait, why haven't you guys seen it?
It's in the past.
It's in the past. Wow.
Is that in the present movie?
When it came out, uncle, it was in the present then.
No, no words.
What about you, Lola?
For me, I think I was not really hyped about it. I know that I'm ready, I'll watch it.
You're not hyped.
I'm sure it was the most popular movie of 2023.
Yeah. I was seeing it everywhere, so I was like,
what did you not watch?
I don't really watch movies, so when I'm ready, I'll watch it.
The IP smart kid for real. What did you think of the movie, Richard?
Well, for one, I wouldn't say it was overhyped, but it was quite good with the cinematography and the costumes. Yes.
Yeah.
The costumes and the sets. This big set building was crazy. Like, if you'd seen
the Barbie Dream World.
You've seen the Barbie Dream House before. Like, you brought it to life. A real life-size Barbie Dream House and everything. And it felt like we were playing with the doll itself, but, like, you'd see it's life-size.
I feel really good. One thing that really made the entire movie, like, so, like, wonderful was not even just the movie itself, but the marketing around it. Because, like, everywhere, like, last year, you were seeing pink, Barbie, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you guys think about that? Like, the marketing that they used to, you know, really push the movie. Like, what's your favorite part about it?
Okay, I think for me, the use of social media, like, especially if you're on Twitter, you see pink everywhere for the first, like, 1 week, everywhere pink.
And those selfies again.
Selfies and posters. This Barbie is this Barbie is that.
Yeah. Yeah. The challenge was really nice. Like, various challenge, TikTok challenge. It was crazy, man. Like, seeing the makeup looks. It was really intriguing for me.
Yes. I feel like you guys are forgetting one really, really major thing.
And the Barbie looks. We were dressing up like Barbie. Yeah. The Barbie in the box stuff. The box stuff Barbie. That was really nice, too.
There's one more thing that I feel like was the most, like, well, maybe not the most, but, like, very, very important. Barbenheimer, yeah. It was very crazy how, like, Barbie and Oppenheimer were able to, like, you know, do this thing where, like, they really rode on each other's backs. Yes.
Because, normally, when movies, like, of that magnitude, both of them are, because they both pick the similar, it's the
same period.
When they pick one will either, like, budge for the other out of fear that people might just flock to this one and might lose on that. Because if you notice too, Mission Impossible came out that same month and barely heard anything about it. Barbie and Oppenheimer took the whole spot, and they both like, they bet on themselves, and it was crazy. People went to watch both movies. Some people went to watch both movies
on the same day. I was seeing that as well. Like, some guys go to the cinema, like, they'll see their friends, and they'll be like, why are you here? You guys get to watch Barbie. Like, it was so crazy because, like, when you hear about Barbie, you hear about Oppenheimer. Yes. When you hear about this one, you hear about that one. And it's like, they're so different. Like, this is about a bomb and everything. This is about pink and
stuff. This one is more dark. This one is more sunshine and rainbows and everything.
Yeah. There was one more thing that, like, I saw that they did, though. Like, so the Mattel group and everything. So, you know, to use the Barbie likeness in maybe your campaigns or your business, like, you need to get a license from them. So they did this thing whereby, like, they really partnered with so many brands.
Yes.
To, like, really push the Barbie, you know, the Barbie brand out there. So, like, you see, like, different brands having, like, Barbie-themed menus, Barbie-themed deals. So, like, that franchising, like, really pushed them so far.
Yeah, even for video games. I saw the Xbox one. They made an Xbox just like a Barbie Dream House.
Like, stuff like that was really, really cool. I think there was something else that they did. I'm not sure if it was Airbnb.
Yes.
Yeah, they had this Airbnb-themed dream house that you could, like, you know, pay for and
rent and live in it. Yeah. Like, how you need to experience, like, how Barbie lives in our own dream house.
And they also made this
Balmain cropped
UG. Yeah. Like, that was so cool. Like, having, like, high fashion brands just, like, hop on the trend as well. Mm-hmm. And even Crocs.
Crocs
are like a lot of Barbie themed things. So it's like they just like took over the entire space. It went from like, oh, marketing this movie to like an
even
entire.
Even restaurants made Barbie themed.
Do you get yes, like that was really
pink.
Cool.
Imagine I think last year was like the year of pink. Pink was like everywhere. When anyone sees pink like this,
Barbie
comes to mind.
Even music artists all like up and on Barbie, Barb, this and that. It's like they had this what's it called? This overarching or like this all reaching like strategy, like yeah. When it came to like deals, they had that, the, you know, licensing, the social media, like they really went all out. Like, and that makes me think about like trademarks as well, because they even trademarked that shade of pink that they used.
Yes.
So it's like that marketing strategy just like makes us think about like, you know, how to actually like, you know, solidify your brand's footprints. I'm rubbing a stain out like I'm ready to bend. What if fake Barbies just want to pretend? Like, hold on, let me go find me a pen. Look where it led. Now I'm gonna put it to bed. She a Barbie bitch with her Barbie click. I keep jacking. So it was pretty cool how they like went about the entire thing. Like, everywhere was pink.
Yeah, like bringing it home. My cousin's bridal shower was themed pink and it was so nice. Yeah, sure, it'd be fire.
Wow.
Pink. Everybody was just looking sweet. Even the guys, like, they were wearing pink caps.
Pink
caps. Really
wow. Pink
nice.
One there.
Yeah.
Sounds really nice.
That sounds really cool.
I didn't even know that they did that. So yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Most times, Owen Bear is.
I thought it's a pretty traditional number. What is it?
Yeah, it's Owen Bear. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I mean, now I'm also thinking about how, like, the Barbie brand, like, actually, like, started. Like, how did they, like, begin to, like, trademark these things? This font for the Barbie logo, like, yeah, it makes me just makes me think about the history and like how the entire brand started, because like we have this multi-billion dollar product, the Barbie dolls. So it's like, where did they come from? Why do they have so much like standing? Like, what do you guys think about that?
From the movie, when you watch the movie, I think the movie even featured the person that created Barbie. That started
Ruth Handler, I think.
She stated that she was inspired about the doll from the name. I mean, the name was inspired from her daughter's name.
Barbara.
She shortened it to Barbie. And she saw her one day playing with a doll. One German. I think the company's from German or something. So she just saw it. She saw how her child was playing with it and doing different fashion stuff. Yeah, she just got the idea to create a doll like that for girls, teenage, where it's fashionable and has like the hair and everything. And you could just...
Wait, that actually has me thinking, can you actually like, you know, trademark dolls? I mean, dolls are like basically dolls. Like, what do you think, our resident IP smart kid?
Okay, so for trademark, I think there are different things that can be protected under trademark. For example, for Barbie, I think the name is like the trademark, the font that is used. Like when you see that particular font and you see Barbie, you know that, okay, this belongs to Barbie. And I think the color is also the trademark. That shade of pink is kind of unique. And you cannot just use it anyhow, like especially if you are a well-known brand or a well-known person, you can't just use it like that. Okay, so for the doll, I don't think you can trademark the doll. I think it's just like the name and the color. And I think that the only thing you can trademark are marks and services. So I don't think the doll itself is like a mark.
Okay, so you're saying like, okay, you can trademark things that like, you know, portray the brand, but for like the object itself, that would be something else.
Yes, maybe patent or industrial design, in that sense. Because in this instance, like Barbie is not like a mark and it's not like a service. They are not rendering any service to the general public. So we cannot like protect it under trademark. So I think that it falls under industrial design and patent.
Wait, before we continue, I really have to know, which of you had a Barbie doll growing up?
I didn't actually. I don't think. I grew up with like two boys, so I wasn't really a fan of dolls. Like, so not me. I don't know about
you. So what did you play with?
What did I play with? Oh, I was playing ball with my brother.
Well, for me, during
footballer Barbie.
Christmas period like that, my parents buy dolls for us. So you'll be making the air of the doll, you'll be dressing up for the doll and everything. So it was kind of fun.
Sounds cute.
I had Power Rangers action figures, no dolls.
Ever hear about the Barbie and Bratz legal battle and everything?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it because I watched Bratz when I was younger. So I'm familiar with the cartoon. It's quite different from the way Barbie is. I can call it more I don't say it's more, it's emo, but it's more, it's darker, mm-hmm. and it's more sassy and has more of an attitude.
Teenage girls will love that one.
Mm-hmm. Than Barbie. Because and Barbie is actually meant to be a teenage girl, but she's just more...
She's more streamlined. Yes, very that was in the movie nice too as person, well, like yes, how they like showed like, that. Yeah.
So for the Bratz, funny enough, the Bratz creator was actually an employee.
Of Barbie?
Under, yes, of Barbie. It was part of the people that created the dolls and everything. So he said he got the idea... Got the idea one day when he was working, putting the doors together, and then he went to another company.
Wait, what do you mean he got? This guy said he got the idea. Like, yeah, working in a doll factory to get an idea to make a doll.
See, it's even worse. He got the idea, and then when he pitched it to another company, he took parts of the Barbie doll,
like
to even like to demonstrate
the materials.
Yeah, the materials to wow. show what he was creating.
It's giving Nigeria.
Abba boys. For real.
And when the stuff came out, like it was really popular and really successful. Very, very successful that Mattel, they sued them for not sure how much they sued them
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Oof,
see,
damn.
A lot of money
because you'll have been I'm sure.
How much is $1 billion
imagine,
in era?
That would be like
trillions
10,
or something.
Maybe trillions.
Or the
I don't know what's a lot.
Damn.
So much.
And I think that we need to talk more on the issue of authorship and ownership, especially when it comes to employment. Especially when it comes to employment issues. So the guy was still working with Barbie and he started pitching his ideas to like Bratz, and it's kind of complicated because he's still under an employment contract with Barbie. Yeah. So anything that he produces at that particular time, any idea he gets belongs to Barbie and not Bratz.
Yeah, so how did that turn out actually, like how did the entire legal thing end up?
So the district court issued an injunction against the company that was
the Bratz guys, Bratz,
yes, and told them to stop credit. They should discontinue the Bratz, listen, the Bratz line. And Bratz itself, it consists of four characters, the four girls. So tell them to discontinue that, and also any other characters that will be coming, that they'll be creating from the inspiration of Barbie.
I'm sure Bratz paid a lot of money in that entire...
Definitely. I think about $10 million, if not more.
That's like 1 billion naira.
Yes.
Modern, I'm just like, that's... to turn everything to naira. This economy is crazy.
That's quite much. And it's also caused them to, Barbie themselves, to diversify their... Because they have competitors. I think that probably brought to...
More guys to like, you know, take...
Yeah, and it also... I can't find the right word. It also alerted them to like, they have competitors out there. So what
yeah,
can
so
we
that's
do
like,
to appeal to a wider
game,
audience?
Yeah.
So they started to diversify their dolls. Started to make... Because they had, like, if we see in the movie, there's stereotypical Barbie.
That's yeah,
like,
that's the main...
The main Barbie. So they started to make other Barbies. They made Black Barbie. And they made
And that was by Issa Rae, the babe that...
Issa Rae.
Yeah,
and apart from
president.
Just giving them different ethnicities, also giving them different occupations.
Yeah,
doctors, they were presidents, they were judges, they were lawyers, so many different kinds.
And thinking about that movie made, like, did a very, very good thing with the product placements, because like every single scene, it was like there was something from the Barbie company, like even the outfits, when they were throwing the outfits away, like when Ken was throwing
the
outfits
away,
like,
they were
they would, like show this is the particular name. Mm-hmm. So like if you want to buy those outfits, you can also like check, watch the movie and type it on your phone or whatever. Even the dolls, the mermaid, everything was like... They showed us like what the Barbie like brand and the lines can actually like offer you. That was like very, very smart product placement.
Really, really good.
But I don't know, what do you think? I feel like Barbie like as a whole still is not that... I feel like they are getting better and they are doing more. That was the point of the movie. But they are still like very limited in how they portray like the reality of life. Because most of these dolls are like one size, one look.
Yeah.
One kind of thing. Now we have, I think we have normal Barbie now, like the normal Barbie doll, like a normal person.
Yes.
But like most people, like we have so many imperfections, skin issues, acne.
I think that's what that Barbie is for. The one that was reused.
Oh, the weird Barbie.
Yeah, I think that one they used and they just like dumped. I think it's part of that too. Like there's also that Barbie. She's not perfect. She's not, but she's still there. They call her weird Barbie.
But that's also like a very... It seems kind of negative, like because you're different, you're weird, you're ostracized. Because in the movie, it was only until the end when she was now like included in the entire thing. I feel like a lot of these toy companies, like just to sell, they have to sell a particular image. It's not always like real.
Yeah, and if you see too, Barbie also has, they have a lot of discontinued lines. If you see at the end of the movie, they're showing all these
pregnant Barbie.
Yeah, even in the movie now, when they were plotting at the end, that they showed this discontinued, they showed Sugar Daddy Ken.
Sugar Daddy Ken. I love that guy. I love that guy. Not the sugar daddy, but Sugar's daddy.
Yes, the sugar daddy too. And they showed, you said pregnant Barbie.
Yeah.
What was Midge. That doing for the kids? That was, I think they didn't find it. They discontinued some.
Hi, Shewa. We can't be with it because we didn't know what the movie.
No words. I have nothing to say. But I think I totally understand his point of view about them not portraying the typical, you know, human being that you can see in terms of like the hair. This long hair, are you kidding me? In Nigeria, you know how long it takes for our hair to grow. No cap, but and yes, the body size too, you know, the shape, perfect shape, the nose.
But they also have they've diversified so much that there's a bald Barbie. They have a Barbie that doesn't have any hair.
Is it a Barbie with like African kind of hair?
I think it's probably an African Barbie. They definitely will be. I saw it in the movie once when they started that line. It'll probably be was it Barbie or just an outdoor? I'm not sure. But it'll probably be Barbie for a brand as big as that.
You definitely have Barbie.
I saw one too, but it was wearing African attire.
I'm not sure
I think they've diversified so much. In the movie there was a disabled Barbie now in a wheelchair.
I saw.
They've gone really far. They tried it. And I'm sure you guys haven't watched Barbie cartoons.
That could be a very cool idea to make like Barbie dolls of like African figures, whiskey cane actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think there are.
Tiwa Savage Barbie. Someone like Aya Star.
But she would fit. She would fit brats more though. Like if you think about it.
Actually, yeah, but
most
they can't.
Gen Zs, I think they're brats.
They should do that.
Yeah.
Do they do that for celebrities? Like make their own Barbie.
I'm not sure, but like someone like that's similar in their line
that
is like
sense, that
would be a really cool thing. Michelle Obama, Barbie, Barack Ken.
Are you sure it doesn't exist? Sounds familiar.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Irema Ken.
Malala Barbie.
I'm just Ken.
Yeah. Who is our most famous female celebrity in Nigeria? In the movie industry or in the music industry?
Movie
maybe Funke Akindele.
Yeah, probably. In the music, probably Tiwa Savage and Yemelade.
Yemelade?
Yes, really? Actually, yes. They listen to her.
She sang at Apcore.
They listen to her.
Wow.
I think in Nigeria, they don't really rate her like that.
She doesn't make music for us again.
She don't blow. David Oken.
Charlie
Poppy.
Charlie Poppy.
Odumodu, bro. That would be really cool, actually.
Really, really good ideas. Makes sense. But they'll have to, like, how would they do? They'll have to partner with them or what?
Probably. Yeah.
What would that entail?
Image rights.
Oh, you have to get the image rights. Oh, okay. I'm wondering, is there, like, okay, like, we have to license, like, you have to get license from Barbie to use our stuff. But is there, like, a context where you can, like, use the Barbie, whatever, maybe without having to do that?
Yeah. Fair use or fair dealing, for instance, when you want to use it without any aim for commercial value, for example, for education purposes, parody, caricature, just teaching purposes and all. So you can use it.
So I can do skits.
Yes, it depends because there are different qualifying factors to use all these things for fair use or fair dealing, the amount of things that you are using, the commercial value it's bringing. So if you are like a very popular skit maker and you want to use Barbie, you have to be very, very careful because those people can sue you. Like,
so if it makes a lot of money, they can sue you.
Yes, they can. That's
not
fair.
It does not make money.
Maybe, for example, now what we are doing now, we've been mentioning Barbie. Mm-hmm. We're actually doing it for educational purpose, so they cannot come at me to us.
They're very safe.
And for example, parody, criticism, like if you want to criticize the movie, you want to, like, you have a show and you're just criticizing the movie or you're writing the criticism, they cannot sue you for anything because it's just fair use or fair dealing.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think we've had a very, very encompassing conversation today and we've done a lot of justice to the topic, Barbie. I think we've broken down the plastic.
Yeah, I think so.
We've really broken the plastic.
broken out of the box and out of the plastic.
Before we finish here today, I have a question for you guys. If you could make your own Barbie doll or Ken doll, what would it be like?
I would be a superhero.
Super Ken.
Yes, that should be a thing. Mattel, if you ever listen to this,
Super Ken. What about
I
you, Lola?
This would really be a nice idea. Maybe I'll just looking at it every time I wake up in the morning. Lola, this is you.
Like, you'll make your own look
your,
like you.
Yes. Your likeness.
Very superficial. Narcissistic.
Chucky. What about, you?
Me. To be honest, I don't know.
Anything, just pick something
anything,
random.
Okay. Maybe my Barbie will be like very cool, you know. She can no limit to the way she dresses, you know. Today she can decide to dress as a boy. I don't
non-binary Barbie.
Please don't. But basically, Sha, freedom, you know.
She doesn't have to be too girly all the time.
Yes, thank you very much for that.
Tomboy Barbie.
Yeah. I know. I think the Barbie has it. They have it. Typical way they are.
Yeah.
They have their this. I don't know if I was thinking of something. Do you think they could make like emo Barbie or like Gothic Barbie, something like that?
They should have that. That sounds like a very, very...
I don't know, I was thinking.
I think if I'll make my...
Could be like zombie Barbie, I don't think so.
Ooh, that would be cool. Or vampire Barbie. Twilight Barbie. That would be really cool.
I'm not sure if it fits into... My
people are joined by it. Like,
that would really help moving Barbie. Yeah, Halloween Barbie. Yes,
Halloween Barbie. Who buy it? Then, all these collectibles, if you know what collect, people buy collect, they keep them in boxes and they don't touch them.
Like very rare edition Barbie.
There are people that have collections of them. When they sell them, they will
make it a lot of money. Like those rare
over $100,000.
Wow. So,
it's really a good
design. I think if I would make my own Barbie doll, my own Ken doll, it would be a Chucky doll. The Chucky doll, the horror doll that was killing people. So like a Chucky Ken doll.
With the knife.
Yeah. So it's like in Ken's body but wearing Ken's and Chucky's clothes with the red hair and the knife.
You see this guy and Sharon dressed as Chucky for Halloween.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It looked really like looked like Chucky.
Yeah.
So I can envision it.
Chucky Ken. Mattel. Alright, thank you guys so much for today. This was a very nice conversation. And to the rest of you listening, we are going to be having a very interesting topic next time on IPTLC's Pod Metro. So stay tuned and make sure you, I don't know, look alive.
Listen.
Happy New Year. Happy 2024. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's a podcast. Anyway, leave your comments, send to your friends, share. It's been a nice time. And
let's
know what you think. And please go and see the Barbie movie.
Actually.
Yep. And bye, guys.
Bye.
If you like the sound of my voice, send me food after this. Bye. I'm a doll, but I still want to party. I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a Ken. Like Jazzy, Stacy, Nikki. All of the Barbies is pretty. All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag. Bobby ain't nothing to play about. He wanna play in the playhouse.